Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
One of our colleagues, Colin Lane, wrote in War Cry how he was visiting some people who lived on a large property which had minimal fencing. As Colin walked towards the house, an aggressive-looking dog galloped towards him, barking, but then just stopped at a certain point and backed away. It rushed towards him again, but stopped at exactly the same place, as if there was an invisible fence in front of the dog. The dog's owner explained there was actually an invisible boundary. A barrier wire had been installed where a radio sender device connected to this wire sent a radio signal to the dog's collar, which audibly warned the dog that this area was off limits. The warning sound was the dog's cue to back off, really. Otherwise, a correction, which felt like strong static electricity, was given. Wow, an invisible boundary. Imagine if we could incorporate this into some of our sport. Picture English football or rugby or netball. If the team set up an invisible boundary so the ball would stop midair before it went into their own goal or net or whatever, and the other team, they'd never score points against you. That's pretty cool. Reality is, we do employ boundaries in our sport. We need them to define the game. We employ boundaries with our pets, but when it comes to boundaries in our own lives, we often balk at them. We often have an aversion to rules and to being told what to do, really. These days, as Colin points out, it seems even delineation between what is right and wrong, well, it's unwelcome. But let's face it, to function effectively and safely as individuals and within a community, we need boundaries. Don't touch the hot plates or you'll get burnt. Don't take drugs or your health may be compromised to the point of becoming, well, dead. You get the picture. In the ancient scriptures, in Exodus 20, it records how the Israelite people wandered through the desert for years after they were released from slavery in Egypt. It quickly became clear this nomadic group needed boundaries, some rules. This is when the Ten Commandments were given to them, which are recorded in the book of Exodus from chapter 20. Rules or boundaries that would help them function more cohesively and keep them in a right relationship with their God. These commandments have helped shape the laws and rules across the world. They have given a basis to the doctrines and creeds and have helped guide the lifestyles of billions of believers throughout the centuries, because those rules are wise and ultimately because they are timeless. Boundaries are good. Boundaries are necessary. And most ironically, boundaries bring freedom. Perhaps when we face that conundrum made famous by C.S. Lewis, if there is a loving God, how can we explain all the suffering in the world? Maybe it's a time to reflect on who's crossed whose boundaries. I'm Aaron Wright.